Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we've got a great topic, episode 251, what a WordPress implementer is and why you may want to consider being one. You want to tell us how we came up with this topic?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not familiar, a WordPress implementer, I don't know if it's an official term. It's one I've also heard it been referred to as a WordPress power user. And basically, it's someone that builds websites for clients, but they're not a developer. They're not there coding, programming. They're not necessarily a designer where they're designing everything in Photoshop first. They're essentially implementing different WordPress tools, whether that be a theme framework like a page builder like Divi or Beaver Builder, or it's implementing like plugins like Gravity Forms, Caldera, whatever. A WordPress implementer is someone that is essentially putting together the pieces of the puzzle to create a WordPress website. And I know this is something that a lot of people kind of look down upon. It's like, oh, you're not a developer. Like, what are you doing creating websites? But WordPress has this huge market of WordPress implementers that are making a living building websites for clients because they're providing a solution to the client's problem, which is needing a website.
Great definition, Tim. And we're going to kind of talk about a little bit about why you may want to consider becoming one, because I got into WordPress about 5 years ago. As if you've listened to this podcast before, you've heard my story, and I won't really dive off into it, but I knew nothing about WordPress. I didn't know about anything about developing websites or anything, but I saw an opportunity as a techie person with, you know, a pretty good skill set for learning tech things. I was able to build websites with WordPress, and I thought, well, why not start a business doing it, you know? And next thing you know, we've got 12 full-time employees, you know, 20 total with contractors and everything. 5 years later, we've got a thriving product business, and that comes from somebody who is not one of those, you know, true developers and stuff. I mean, I won't even say I know CSS, because I know how to manipulate CSS with the inspect element tools that are located in browsers. But if I had to write CSS raw, I'm totally done. So let's talk about some of the reasons why you may want to consider it. You want to give the first reason, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one of the reasons why you want to consider it is because there's a market for this skill set. And what this skill set is basically someone that can, like I mentioned before, put together the pieces of the puzzle. There's a lot more that goes into building a website than designing and development. There's, you know, putting together the right tools. There's figuring out the right hosting to use. There's figuring out caching and CDNs and DNS and all of that. And so those are skills that you learn as you do it. Yeah, so essentially there's clients out there that need someone to build them a website. They don't have a $10,000, $15,000 budget to go and hire someone to code a custom theme from scratch or a custom HTML website from scratch. And so having someone that can take Divi and use child themes or design from scratch in Divi and then, you know, grab the right plugins, there's a huge market for that. And a lot of people will pay for someone that can do that for them.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about WordPress also, is it's very diverse. I mean, you've got fantastic tools like the Divi theme that you're talking about, Tim, that takes a non-tech person who's not a developer or a designer and gives them a tool that allows them to create beautiful websites and beautiful designs as well. I mean, I've got a toolbox outside, you know, I don't have to know how to be an engineer to take windows apart and stuff if I've got the right tools. So I don't know why I use windows, but that's just kind of where my brain went. Maybe it's because I got, you know, a couple of windows back here behind me and stuff. But, it's just a powerful, powerful platform. Another reason why is it's just super diverse. You can make revenue with many different avenues in WordPress. So if you're a marketer and you enjoy marketing, you can use WordPress to help people market their business. If you are a web developer and you want to build websites for clients, you can do that. If your desire is to productize, by the way, a little segment here, Tim and I are going to be building, doing a talk at WordCamp Orange County on June the 9th and 10th about how to build a product business in WordPress. So if you're in the area, come on down. You can do that. I mean, look, I said in the beginning of this, I'm not a developer. And we have a very thriving WordPress product business, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to come back to the fact that it's something that's kind of looked down upon, not just in WordPress, but kind of, I guess, overall, people think that if you are creating websites, you have to know programming languages. And David actually told me a story off air about someone that he met, and it was kind of a funny conversation. I don't know if you want to share that, David, but I felt like it was so relevant to this topic.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up because I totally forgot about it. My wife and I were dropping off our RV for some repairs yesterday, and on Sunday, my bad, a couple of days ago. And, you know, we were in the parking lot and this couple pulled up next to us in their little RV with R-Pod that obviously they were dropping off as well. And the wife came over and she said, "Hey, what are you going to do with the keys?" You know, and I'm like, "Well, I'm taking them with me." You know, these guys here at the RV dealership, you know, they probably have a key to open the RVs, a master key or something. And if they need mine, they can't get in. I'll bring it back to them. Probably gave a big bad tip to RV crooks out there. My bad.
I don't know how many RV crooks we have listening to the podcast.
That's right. So, you know, I went back over to him because I had to ask him a question, and I liked the little R-Pod, so I just engaged in conversation with him and said, "Hey, are you liking your R-Pod?" And they're like, "Oh, we love it. We've had it less than 30 days." And I was like, "Is it awesome? What's it like inside and stuff?" He said, "Well, I'd show you, but you're a WordPress guy." Because I had a WordCamp Austin t-shirt on, and I just said, we kind of laughed and chuckled and stuff, and I asked him, I said, "Well, obviously you know what WordPress is. Are you in web development or software development?" And he's like, "Yeah." He says, I said, "Well, what do you develop in?" And he said, "Rails, you know, they're super proud, you know, Ruby on Rails." And my mind instantly went to, well, you know, you don't have to know Ruby on Rails to make a fantastic living with WordPress, because this guy, I'm going to do my Blake Shelton impression, this guy don't know squadoosh about Rails, Ruby on Rails, and has built up an amazing business because of WordPress. And that's exactly kind of what we're talking about right now. I went over to my car, was about to leave. He came back over and he gave me his email address and wanted me to contact him afterwards. He said he knew about the next big thing. So, hey, Tim and I will share the next big thing here as soon as I get the information from him. But he must have been a pretty legit, because I went to his website and this guy trained NASA on Ruby on Rails. So you never know who you're going to meet in an RV parking lot, Tim.
Maybe the next big thing is Ruby Press, a cross between WordPress and Ruby on Rails.
Ruby Press, that's it. Well, I think the point of this episode is, don't feel like you have to have all of your ducks in a row and know everything there is to know about WordPress to start a WordPress business, because guess what? You don't. And come join us. It's big. The space is big, and the need is even bigger. So
growing.
If you think it's crowded, too crowded for you, think again. It's not. We welcome you. Tomorrow we've got a great episode, episode 252, why you should consider using LMSs, learning management systems, for more than just paid courses. And Tim and I are doing we're recording the video on these two episodes as well, because we're going to post them to our WP Gears social media pages and stuff, YouTube, Facebook, Vimeo, and we would love to get some feedback on it. So if you're listening to this on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen to your podcasts at, come over and check us out. Let us know what you think about, you know, the video format, and if you'd like to us to keep moving forward with it and stuff. And go like our WP Gears page, you know, on Facebook, YouTube. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we have like two. I think Tim and I are the subscribers. So.
Yeah, exactly. And if you missed the announcement, we have launched a new site called WPGears.com, which is going to be the, I guess, the parent website or parent brand of WP the Podcast. So nothing is changing. WP the Podcast will still exist, but we're going to have it under the umbrella of WP Gears so that we can come out with tutorials, blog post content, courses, other freebies, and all sorts of educational type content for WordPress.
Yeah, and I'm super excited about it. It's been a fun project and stuff. So, and the site is just kick ass, man. I mean, y'all haven't seen it. We've done a soft launch with it right now, but when we launch the full thing, which will be about probably in about a week, holy moly, it is a beautiful, awesome looking website. So come check it out. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.